Sorry. Welcome back to another episode of the Consciously Thriving Podcast.
Hello. Welcome back to the first episode of 2025.
I've lost my voice a little bit. It's actually coming back, so I'm happy about that. But if you're hearing me a little bit husky, that is why.
Shuli, we went to Sydney, Australia for a couple days and last week. And Shuli's voice was like really sexy.
It was. I really wanted to do an episode.
You know the sexy voice when you're sick?
Yeah.
That sounded like it was coming on to you.
No, so many people have said my voice is sexy.
That's not the thing, right? It's so like funny. When someone's got a husky voice. It's a sexy voice.
It's a sexy voice. I like it. Husky. Yeah. I'm into it. No, we're back and we've got some exciting changes happening to the podcast as well.
We do.
Yeah.
We are going to go in seasons.
Yeah. I think that's a really good idea for us. Like,
yeah.
I think working together and doing this podcast, we've really learned about how we work best. And I was in a yoga class actually, and this like message came through to me. I like told Nadia straight away after it. It was just this like dance between the masculine and the feminine. And then I was like seeing how we were doing the podcast because we were saying that we were going to be really flowy with it. But
We are very flowy.
But it was like, there needs to be a balance of like the flow and the structure, the masculine and the feminine. So it's like we really thrive in this feminine energy, but there also needs to be like some level of commitment as well. Because sometimes when we have like free range to just be like, whenever you want, we can be very much in our feels that way.
Yeah. And also I think like, because we do have two people involved, like it is a lot easier when you're on your own schedule you know it back to front. But also when, you know, if we are not, one person's not available for the day or something happens, it's like, okay, sometimes our schedules weren't aligning for the next week and it just makes it a little bit harder. So we needed to bring in a little bit more masculine so that you and I could have some structure.
That's what it was. It was like 1 week I was like getting my period, not feeling well, and then you were. And then it was just like, all right, we need structure. So
yeah.
I think this is going to be a really good way to do it. We're going to do, break it up into seasons. How long are the seasons? What did we decide? 8 weeks?
We said eight. This is something we're trialing at the moment. Yeah. So we're going to start like, this isn't, like a set in stone thing.
I think they know that with this podcast by now.
It's not a set in stone thing because we need to also see like how it works, how you guys feel. So at the moment we're going to do 8 weeks. So 2 months on.
Yeah.
And then 1 month off.
Yeah. I think we really thrive with that break as well because it kind of gives you a chance to step back, miss it, want to come back. Because like taking that like break at the end of the year, I don't know about you, but I just felt so excited to get back and start talking again.
It's nice to have a little bit of a break. And also we have our businesses that we're running as well. So
that's a lot of different things.
It's a lot of different forms of creation and things like that. So I think like sometimes our channel needs... just to take a little bit of time so that it can get activated again. But yeah, we're gonna start with that, see how we go with the first season, and if anything needs to change structure wise we will definitely let you know.
I'm happy with this. I feel like this will be good to try out. And let's start off with saying, how have you been? How's your New Year's? How were your holidays? Sydney trip, even though I was there for like half of that?
Honestly, I thought you meant like half of the Sydney trip. I was like, I feel like my partner and I were saying, we're like, I finally feel like the holidays have ended.
Yeah.
Even though I do have a busy like couple months, it's like on the weekend I'm busy.
Yeah.
But I like, both of us are just like, thank God it's like kind of over a little bit, because it's just been a little bit chaotic.
And you guys
like,
have big families.
Well, big families, but also like we went away a couple times. Then we also went to, I just feel like it's been like every like a week or two we were just like packing our bags and like, you know, when it's like that. So I'm just like, okay, we're back now, we're in routine, and it feels kind of nice.
Feels good. Yeah. Have you been like struggling to get back into a routine?
I didn't force myself, like, so I feel like this week is the first week I've like kind of come back to it. I feel like Monday, because I got my period, it was a little bit like I was so exhausted as well.
You would have been.
It's kind of like I wanted to come back a little bit. So I worked yesterday and the day before, and I feel like we got a lot of shit done.
Right.
So I feel like there's a bit of that. But yeah, a little bit.
Dan and I have been struggling. We were saying, like, we're just really struggling to get back to, like, the routine of, like...
Yeah. It just feels like... Do you know what it is, I think? Like, obviously, when it's summer here, that equals holidays for us, because that's where, like, we have Christmas time and stuff in Australia. And I feel like because, like, the weather is still so sunny and things like that on some days, it just makes you feel like you're on holidays. Like... You know what I mean?
Yeah, it does.
Even though every day is kind of like a holiday, but
there is something about the sun. Yeah, you know, you're not wrong. It really puts you in this like chill mood.
Yeah, and also because we went to Sydney so at a like bit of an awkward time in the year, like mid-Jan, not like start of Jan where everyone's still like on holidays.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of just throws us off a little bit.
Yeah, we did. We went on a Sydney trip. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
We hadn't done a trip as a foursome in a while. Yeah. So it was just like with our partners.
Yeah.
We really had, I had a really fun time. Yeah, same. It was a good trip.
It was a good trip. We did a lot.
We did a lot.
Lots of laughs.
Lots of laughs. That's what was nice about it. And it was one of those things where we planned it like mid-year in, can I speak? Winter.
Yeah.
And we really wanted like a summer holiday, right? Yeah. The way, what we were envisioning was like being on the beach and like enjoying the sun.
Yeah. That's literally what I, because originally it was just going to be Shule and I, and then Anthony was like, I want to go to Sydney. I was like, might as well make something of it. But seriously, like, that's exactly what I was like going for. I'm like, we can just go for a few days to Sydney, go to Bondi, go to Manly, have some good food in the city.
Enjoy the beach. And that was not what happened. It was actually like Sydney was going through the worst storm. So it was really funny. And it was like just for that week that we were scheduled to be there. So it was so funny, like went with the worst weather, cold in the middle of summer, and like Sydney's not like that. So it was like everyone was shocked, even locals were like, wow, like you came like during the worst week. But what I was so proud of and what I really liked is like not only witnessing the growth within myself, because something like that would have actually like, I would have made it a terrible time just by my attitude alone.
Yeah.
I would have been like, this is miserable, nothing ever works out. I would have been in that very victim mindset. I was very much like that. But like, not only that, but just even witnessing like you guys around me as well, like, and everyone was like really just trying to be like, this is what we're dealt with and we want to like just make the most out of it, like Daniel, Anthony, like we were all just like, okay, what can we do, how can we make this a good time? And then we did, and then it was like, it wasn't, the weather wasn't even a bother in the end. Like, we were just laughing at it. It cleared
up on the last couple of days.
It cleared up and we were just like, who cares? Like, it's like about the company and stuff like that. And like, we were having so much fun. So it was just nice to see like the people I hang around with.
Yeah.
And also like witnessing the growth in myself. I was like, it was really fun. We had fun. It was a good trip.
Yeah. Loved it.
Yeah. Loved it. And now we're here. So what are we going to talk about for this episode?
So this idea kind of came to me a little while ago, actually in December.
Yeah.
And today we wanted to really talk about, like, because we asked that, like, this is so, it's just like perfect because it's like our first episode back in the year. We're in January. So people are like coming back from their holidays or starting the year fresh, even though it's like almost the end of it. But
I feel like the year doesn't actually start until February.
I know, right? Honestly. I'm like, the working year doesn't really start until February. No, but honestly, I feel like this has been a period of time in which we are very focused on goals.
Yeah.
And I thought this particular episode is going to be a good one because today we want to talk about goal setting, but from a different lens, from an energy lens, and how at the moment, like when we are goal setting, you know, which is perfectly fine, having direction for where, you know, where you envision yourself and like, you know, the things that you want to do and achieve, we can often forget what's important, which is our internal state. And we can put a lot of heavy focus on the physical world when it comes to goal setting. So today's episode is really about just reminding you of the truth, reminding you of what's actually important and to let the physical world be a byproduct of that.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is one thing that I was just talking to Nads about as well. I've been like saying that I have experienced just some difficulty in coming back to like creating social media posts and things like that, because I feel like my message as a brand has really shifted.
Yes. I think for the both of us as well.
For the both of us. So I just catch myself like creating content and like, I'm like, there have been things that I've created. I'm like, why did I say that? Like, I'm so programmed to say to get this and manifest this. And I'm just like, chill the fuck out. Let's just like get back. Like, no, like that is no longer my message, right? To go from a brand of preaching you can create your own reality, which you can, to why aren't you happy with what you have? Let's start there. Like, that's honestly where it is.
Yeah.
And I feel like being on social media at the moment, as you said, there's a lot of like goal setting posts at the moment, and everyone's talking about what they manifested and what came through. And I'm just like, whoa, like there's so much focus on like the external things. And as a business owner, you can kind of like get trapped into thinking you have to sell that as well.
Yeah, 100%. I think like, when we're in the world of manifestation, it can just get really easy to just, you know, feel like that's all your clients want to hear, like the physical stuff, the tangible things that you're there to help them with. But really, I just want to bring it back to like when it comes to goal setting and just...
Sorry.
You're right.
Yeah. Well, what I keep doing is...
Do you need to take a break to...
No. Okay, it's a bad habit. I've been doing it for the last... however long I've been sick. I'm not sick. I don't know what
tickle
it is.
In your throat.
It's like a tickle in my throat.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, I try to like stop myself from coughing and then I cough and then it like comes out like that. So
yeah.
Sorry. Gross. No, that's okay. Hashtag gross.
But so basically, yeah, like it was one of these things where you're like seeing all these posts, especially as a business owner, it can be very easy to get caught up in wanting to do that. But you know, a big message and part of our brand is reminding you of like, you know, the physical world is a byproduct. So when you're doing your vision board, when you're doing your like goal setting for the year, a huge thing that I think, and this is something I've been doing with myself, is less about what I want to manifest as such, but instead of like actually doing a bit of a, not even for me, not vision board, but because I'm not a massive visual person, but writing down who I actually want to be.
Mm-hmm.
So like, that's like a really important thing to do when it comes to this year, like what you want to...
Can I add to that before I lose this thought? Not just who do I want to be? Like I want to make this really specific because a lot of people might hear that and go, okay, well, what is the version of me that's making 100K months? Like who is she?
Yeah.
Who is she being? How is she walking? Look, that can be valuable, yes, but it still comes from the energy of need.
Mm.
It's still coming from the frequency of I'm not good now with what I have. This is what I think is going to make me feel happy and fulfilled. So that's what you end up trying to create.
Yeah, like when we say like, who do we want to be? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No.
When I'm talking about, instead of focusing on, I want to manifest this and this and this and this, like focusing on who you want to be from a lens of like, really like trying to detach from the physical, like trying to change who you are to get something and to focus on the physical world. So it's kind of like, to give you an example of like, you know, the things that I was doing yesterday, because I was like, I'm really late to the party of like goal setting and things like that. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's like, because I just haven't been in a, like, for me, this isn't what it's about. It's like focusing on the internal world and as a byproduct, the physical things that I want as a way of following my intuition, following what lights me up, following being a happy person. I just believe naturally that, you know, the physical world is just going to be a mirror of that, but it's just like not, it's like so backwards to chase the physical world to change how we feel internally.
Yeah.
So like when I talk about, you know, focusing on who do you want to be, something that I wrote down as a part of this is like, I want to be someone who is completely, that holds an abundant mindset, right? And like, notice how I'm not saying like, I want to be someone that holds a certain amount of cash. I want to make a certain amount in my business, blah, 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 all that. Although I do think like, again, like if that's going to happen, it will be a byproduct. But my focus this year and one of my biggest goals is being someone who is unwavering, who is completely, who completely holds the most abundant mindset in all circumstances. Like that's my goal, you know, that's a goal for this year. And like,
preach.
Yeah,
no, I love it.
Sorry.
No, go.
Sometimes I'm like, when you have two people here, you're just like, you want to make sure that the other person, like, you know, you're not talking too much. But yeah, like that's an example of that. And like my focus this year is actually around dialing up, really putting my internal focus on how I feel around money, how I'm operating with money, like my relationship to money on like a deeper level. And if I was to focus on the physical world first, if I was to, and this is where people get really like mixed up. This is why I feel like sometimes we can skip a step when it comes to manifesting, because it's like a lot of people are trying to, or what you can do in this space is like when we set goals, it's like you're focusing on the physical world so much to avoid how you're feeling. And that's why when, and we say this a lot, but it's like, I just want to keep reiterating it, but it's like, if I was to go straight into the physical world, if I was to set a vision board where it was like, I want to manifest this amount of money, I'm not really working on my relationship to money. Although in that process, I can work on my abundant mindset, and then, like, you know, we say that we're working on the internal world, but there's still a focus on the external there, if that makes sense. This is why I think, yeah.
I agree with you. Like, this is something I've really noticed within myself, and this is a lot of the work that you and I have been diving into in, like, 2024, and we've learned a lot through this process. But every single time I come back to myself and I say, okay, if I have a goal, if I have an intention for my life that's material, where is it coming from? Mm. Is it actually coming from a, I just want to experience this because I get to? Or is it coming from a deeper wound of, I think this is going to make me happy. This is going to lead to me being able to travel and get whatever I want and feel happier and not feel trapped by life and all of these things. And I was just like, okay, so these things, my want for these things have only ever come from me thinking it's going to make me worthy, me thinking it's going to make me feel more free, me thinking it's going to make me feel happier, me thinking that it's going to make me feel free. And every single time I've been in a situation where I've achieved these things that I've said that I've wanted, it has never led to me feeling better. It has always led to me feeling worse.
Exactly.
Right? It actually highlights that wound that I'm trying to fix with manifesting this external thing. So I have not been in a situation yet that I can speak of. This might change, right? We're here for growth. We're here for change. Yeah. But I've not been in a situation yet where I've ever been in a situation where I was like, I want this thing in the material if it hasn't been coming from a wound.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But every single time I've received, so when I'm not focusing on that.
I think, like, you might, like, at an unconscious level, or, like, for example, like, if it's kind of like if it has manifested, if something has come into your physical world, there wasn't like a, which is kind of reiterating
what this is what I was about to say.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, no, that's what I was about to say. Like, it's not that I'm like denouncing the physical world or anything like that. So it's like, I'm still aware that I create my own reality. And this is what you were saying, and I'm just going to say it in a different way now as well. It's like, as a byproduct of me falling in love with my life right now, actually adopting a abundant mindset and seeing the world through everything is working out for me and falling in love with the life that I have and everything that I have and all of the opportunities, whether it's challenging, whether it's not, and like actually getting into that place, I've always been a match to experiences that match that frequency.
Absolutely.
And then that's when things start to like really like come in really fucking easily. I call it like the miracle frequency, right?
It is. It really is.
It is, because it's just like you're like, it's like, what it feels like is literally your universe bending over backward to just like give you experiences that make you feel more whole, more fulfilled, more like, you know what I mean? But it's not the it's like, it's not the physical thing that's making me feel that way. It's because I'm already vibrating at that frequency. Yeah,
how you're feeling is exactly just being mirrored.
And it's just a byproduct energy of like calling these things in. And then when they come in, I'm in a state to actually be able to receive it.
Absolutely.
Right? Absolutely. And I'm in the state of like, oh, I have the eyes to appreciate this now. Yeah. I'm not desperately trying to cling and hold on to this. It's a very different frequency. Mm. So it's like, you still are interacting with the physical world, but it's like, you no longer interact with the physical world from an energy of need.
Or pedestaling,
because you don't need the things in order to like not feel this part of yourself that you're trying to avoid.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like, it just comes from like, and this just comes back to like manifesting. It feels like this is like something I used to just like really do. And it was like, okay, like I have this desire to just have more money, right? I just have this desire to have more money. And it's kind of like the energy behind that. And this is what I see with goal setting. This is exactly like the energy I can see with it. It's like, who do I need to become to get that thing? And I know I'm repeating myself, but that's literally like when people speak about like your internal world being the thing that manifests and things like that, I can still see patterns of it. And because I lived this, I can still see patterns of it's like, okay, you understand that the physical, like your internal world creates your reality, but it's still like you're going after these things and only changing how you feel as a result of getting something, whereas that's not abundance, that's still lack, right? So it's like, don't look at the things that you've, maybe your ego is telling you that you want, don't really focus on that. What you want to do is actually practice abundance to actually be an abundant person, right? And abundance, what's abundance? It's like someone who feels that they have more than enough, who is grateful. You being that version of yourself is like what you actually want. And that's like something that I've just come to realize is like, the ultimate thing at the end of the day, like while we're doing our vision boards, while we're going after the goals in the business, blah, 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 all that sort of stuff, which can be wonderful. But whilst we're doing that, like the ultimate thing you actually want, what your soul wants, is freedom from your mind. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely what it is.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, as one of my goals this year is to like to really crank up and up level like my abundant mindset.
Yeah.
That's actually what my soul wants, right? Like that's where it's in its truest form. So it's like, that's another big thing I've learned this year is like all these physical things that I think I want or think they're going to give me is not really at the core of what my soul wants.
I know exactly the energy that you're talking about because I was in this energy as well. Like just as you said, we were in this energy. It's like we were saying the words, be grateful for what you have, be present. Mm-hmm. But it's like we weren't living and walking that, right?
No.
We were like, be grateful and present so that I get what I want.
Well, it's just attachment. Right?
Yeah.
And it's like,
but so many people are in attachment and they don't even know.
Yeah, they don't know. Yeah, 100%. It's because it's hard when we literally live in a society even before, like, even when you're spiritual and things like that. This goes back from like ages ago. Like, we are very much programmed to live in a society where we're taught that, like, what we have isn't enough. Like, even just like the market and the economy. Like, how many fucking products can you have of the one thing?
Literally, it's constant not enoughness. It's constant need, like, more.
And this is like, even for me, like, now, like, a big thing like that I am trying to implement with myself that I didn't realize was coming from lack is actually like what I purchase and where that energy comes from. Because it's like, this is just like coming back to abundance mindset, but this is just like a typical example. I'm letting the conversation flow where it needs to flow, but it's just this constant not enoughness when it comes to this world. So it's just really important to be like really mindful of where it's all coming from.
But what were you gonna say? You started saying it.
I'm just saying, like, you know, because you were
like, what?
No, because you were saying that people don't know they're in it, and I was gonna say, yeah, because we have so many years of programming. Our whole economy is based
on that. You said that, but then you were gonna say something about the clothes. So what were we gonna
say? Yeah. So one of my like goals is
Wait, were you gonna say that?
I was.
Did I just read your mind?
No, yeah, I was gonna lean down that way, but I literally what was I gonna say? I was like, that doesn't make sense, but it kind of does. That's why I'm like, I was going to let the conversation flow. And then I was
you're like, I'm going to let the conversation flow. And then you didn't let it flow.
Basically, what I'm trying to say here is my Gemini brain is trying to say, like, yeah, it's normal that, like, sometimes it's hard to see that you're in attachment. But, like, for example, this year, this is something that was very sly that I didn't know that was happening is, you know, even in the way you purchase things, whether it's courses, makeup, clothes, whatever it is, it's like, you know, asking yourself, like, do you actually need or want this thing, or is it coming from a place of lack? And that's something that I realized I was doing with clothes and things like that. It's like, whilst I kind of was doing it in other areas, it was still like showing up in different areas. I'm like, wow, how many of this one fucking product can I have to make me feel enough? And even if you think about it, how we used to purchase like makeup and things like that, it's just like this society is like constantly built on that. So that's why it's like can be really hard to realize you're in it.
It's just so funny. We actually did an intervention for Nadia. We're in the middle of this like town and we're in this like antique shop and me and her boyfriend just corner her in like literally the corner of the store. And we're like, we need to have a conversation with you. You have an addiction.
You have an addiction to buying some of the similar clothes.
Because we literally were talking about like, we need more winter tops.
Mm.
And she just as soon as she heard it, she did not shut up about it the entire time. Yeah. She was already shopping. I didn't know how you had time for that.
No.
She was thinking about like what she could get.
Yeah.
She just kept talking. It was so funny. And I was like, all right, you've got issues.
I have a creative problem. I'm like, you have plenty at home that you could rebuy.
That was the issue. Yeah. I was like, I always see her in new clothes. Like me and her boyfriend said the same thing. Like she's coming out and she's wearing something new and we're just like, where'd you get that from?
She'd
be like, I've had it for years. And we're just like, what? And then she'll like
clean out. But actually sometimes I did, but that's how bad it is sometimes. It's like I buy it and then I won't wear it.
No, you don't wear it. And then you used to fucking... What did you do? You used to... then you would, like, throw out her clothes. That was a big thing. So then she'd get a new wardrobe and then she'd throw it out so that she could buy it again.
Honestly.
That's what she would do because it's like she fucking thrives off
really
of it.
It's really bad. It's really bad, but it came from this energy of not enough. It just feels like it's never... like, oh, I can get that. And it's just like...
there's something going on here.
No, and, like, this is what we do with our fucking goals. Yeah. This is what we do and how we operate in this life.
No, I actually have, like, an... ick with goal setting.
Yeah.
I actually do. I've never been like, I've never felt resonance with lose all my goals and I'm going to set these goals every year because last year I was talking about this actually, because I noticed how everyone kind of drops the ball at the end of the year. Like they just like don't care about who they're being.
Yeah. It's almost like a,
they're just like, who cares? We'll just wait till next year.
Yeah. And it's like, of course you feel that way because you're like going to be disheartened if the thing your ego is trying to manifest doesn't come. Yeah. That's exactly where it comes from.
Yeah. It's like this defeatist energy.
Yeah.
And then when the new year starts, it's like this new energy, but it kind of also feeds into the concept of time. And like,
yeah, time is such an illusion.
So I've never resonated with that. I'm just like, why are we just like forgetting who we want to be right at the end of the year?
Because we are very much still focused on getting rather than actually being the, like, do you know what I mean? Like, you would stay, you would be so in check. You would be dedicated to the, and this is like for people who have been in this space for years and years and years, who have been trying to change their physical world, trying to achieve their goals and all that, like really listen to what I'm about to say because it's really important. You would feel 1,000 times better and you would stick to being the person who you want to be in terms of like who you are in your relationship, who, how you relate to money, who you are, all those things. If you actually stopped using the physical world as a measure of whether you're doing a good enough job or whatever, and instead focused on your internal state, you won't get to December and be like, look back at your life and be like, oh, you're true, nothing, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You'll be back and looking at how fucking proud you are of who you are, right? And even to add to that, the physical world, even, I hate saying this, but it would mirror that. You know what I mean? So it's like, when you focus on your internal state first, focus on being grateful, focus on actually just stop operating from your ego in like the most blunt way possible.
To be honest, you shouldn't be focusing on like even creation if you're operating in a place of need.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you actually were more focused on your internal world instead of pedestaling the physical to change how you feel, because that's where it's coming from, right? You're focusing on the physical world because you really want the physical world to change how you actually feel about money, how you feel about yourself, how you feel about the world. That's exactly why we pedestal, because we think we're going to gain something from the material world, right? Yeah. So if you actually just focused on releasing all that pressure and stopped pedestaling the physical world, understood it was a byproduct and just actually cared enough to like focus on how you feel as a person, you won't get to the end of the year and feel defeated. I guarantee you, you wouldn't.
And you wouldn't drop your energy. You wouldn't drop your standard. You wouldn't drop who you're being, and you wouldn't wait for the new year energy. Like, I've just never resonated with that.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like that's a real like telltale sign of like how you're operating.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's like, it doesn't matter what, it doesn't matter if it's December. It doesn't matter if January, it doesn't matter if it's June. Do you know what I mean? It's just like, who you're being is something like in every single moment is what you need to be paying attention to.
Yeah. And I think like as well, something really important to notice, if you were someone this year that like actually did manifest so much, right? Because I feel like I did. I manifested a lot this year in terms of like, I feel like it was very soul driven. What the things that manifested, there was a lot of non-effort on my behalf.
Mm-hmm.
But even when, if you are someone who has manifested.
Well, sorry, can I say this quickly? That's another, but that is manifestation. You just said non-effort, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
There is no effort.
There is no effort.
You as a human naturally manifest with such ease.
Yeah.
So it's so funny.
You actually do.
No, it's funny that we actually try to like hone this skill and it's like, it's not even a skill.
There's no skill level.
It's like a natural byproduct. It's a universal law. You do not have to try hard at it, right?
You're already doing it anyway. So
whether you like it or not, in every moment, how you feel, how you interact with the world, that is creating your next experience. How you interact with other people, like that is literally manifesting your reality. That's why we're saying, if you just focus on that, focus on who you are being, focus on trusting, focus on like meeting the shadow aspects of yourself and letting that go and fully deepening into your truth and realizing that your happiness isn't going to come from the outside in, rather inside out, really prioritizing that, you naturally become a match to more experiences that match that frequency.
Yeah.
In who you meet, in the things that you would try. Like, it's just, it's crazy. It's a ripple effect.
Yeah, so it's like, there is no skill that you need to, like, acquire. There is no skill that you need to develop. There is no 50,000 breakthrough limiting beliefs type of vibe.
You don't need to write your intentions 80 times on a piece of paper, dig them up,
trust
put
me,
them in
already,
the earth.
They're already locked
I've
in.
I've done that. I've actually done that.
We've actually done an episode, if you want to go to it, the things that we used to do that we don't agree with anymore.
Did we delete it? We've deleted a couple.
Oh, maybe. I don't know if we have. But anyway, what I wanted to say was, if you ask, if this isn't just for those who feel like they haven't manifested what they want and think, this is also an episode for those who actually have and don't feel any better or always feel, because it's like you can manifest what you want and you could actually have a be having a thriving business right now. But if you're always in this energy of feeling like you're behind, or it kind of just feels like what it feels like when you manifest what it is that you want, or you've got the life that you want, it almost just feels like it turns into from I need to get to I need to keep up. So it's like, don't just think that, you know, if you're manifesting or whatever, that this is why the physical world isn't always a great representation, because it's like you might be manifesting, or you could be, you know, up leveling your mindset and abundance, but it doesn't mean the energy behind it is super clean. So it's like things can manifest from very different energies, and that's something that I used to not really understand. I'm like, you can actually manifest from many, many energies, and just because
I can attest to that,
we can attest to it.
Manifested so much from need and clarity. So much from like convincing myself, if I get this, I'm gonna be happy. And then I get it, and then I'm like, not happy.
It's not hitting that thing that I needed it to. So if you're always feeling in a bit of a rat race, if you're always feeling like now I need to maintain, or you just kind of always feel like you're up against something, or even it feels like for me, like it was kind of like I always had to ignore what was happening in my reality, like that constant state of like, I've got to ignore what was happening, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, that's how you know you're not in true peace. So it's like, I just want to remind those, like, just because you might be living your dream life, you can tell when you're not operating from frequency first. And you, and then there's only so much you can continue to operate when it's like you're operating from need and things like that. You can tell when you're always feeling like you're in a rat race, or you're always just feeling like almost like you have to upkeep your mindset. You always have to upkeep yourself. Yeah. So that's a really good
way to like tune in and be like, where am I doing this from?
How do I feel? And being really honest with yourself. And always asking yourself, why do I want this thing, is like the two most valuable questions you could ever ask yourself. Why do I want this? Why do I think I want this? Where's it coming from? What do I think it's going to give me? And then,
And always coming back to a place where you realize that this thing cannot bring you what you think it's going to bring you.
Or if like, it's like, if it actually can't.
No, there's no...
It's like an illusion that you think that more money is making you feel happier, safe, and all those things. It's like, it's an absolute
I remember illusion. There was one point where I literally couldn't even like hear that.
Yeah.
I was like, no, but you're wrong. You're like, wrong. If I just get more money, I'll feel better.
I'll just feel better.
Yeah. If my business just starts to take off a little more, I'll feel better.
Yeah, I'll feel better.
It's just not true.
I'll feel a little bit more safe.
Yeah.
I'll feel a little bit more abundant. I feel
like I can trust this a little bit more.
I can trust this...
Yeah, it's such a fucking bullshit story. Yeah,
it's an illusion.
It's an illusion, and it's a constant. And then you get that, and then it's like the next thing. Oh, I just need a little bit more now.
Yeah, I need a little bit more now.
Yeah.
And even like something Sam says is so funny.
Sam's a creator that we watch.
Yeah, Sam is a great creator. Like when people say that the car makes them feel happy and all that sort of stuff, she's like, it's a metal car. It actually physically cannot make you more happier. It's like, it's literally your illusion.
Even money, it's like, it's a fucking piece of paper. It cannot make. Even travel. Travel cannot make you more happier. It'll make you happier in the moment.
It'll make you happy if you're already happy.
That's exactly right. It'll just
add to that experience.
Exactly. But it's like, it might make you happy in the moment, but it's distracting from everything else. Yes, I think I'm going to have to bail out of this episode, guys. Can you hear my voice?
But I feel like we've hit everything we've needed to say.
I know.
So.
I'm like, I'm going to cough. It's like my body knows I can't cough because I've been trying to hold it in for this episode.
Yeah, your subconscious mind's like, I'm going to do the opposite of what you asked me to.
Literally, it's like now all I can hear is cough, cough, cough. So I think I'm outie for the first episode, but I'm glad that you took the reins with that. Like, you spoke a lot because I'm like,
You did well considering.
Thank you.
But yeah, hope you loved today's episode. This is just a short little insight, a little bit about goal setting, and we just want to remind you of the truth and frequency first. Always.
It's a good way to kick off the first season. episode of season, our new season one of fuck now. God.
All right,
we're out.
We'll see you in the next episode.
Catch ya. Bye. Why am I doing this?
Bye.